Just before Saturday's event got underway, 18-year-old Carly Lerner was standing at the front of First Ward Park, checking to make sure everything was in place. The high school senior from Charlotte Country Day said she had been up for hours.
I just woke up accidentally at 7. I was supposed to wake up later, but I couldn't.
Carly is one of the four high school students who led Saturday's event. None of them knew each other before this, she says, but they were brought together through social media with a common agenda.
Sensible gun control, so common sense gun laws, raising the age to buy a gun to 21, banning bump stocks and high-capacity magazines that make semi-automatic weapons more fully automatic.
And she says they all believe that the demonstration should be led by students. And while they did get help from the Charlotte Women's March and the local chapter of Moms Demand Action, they chose to prohibit any politicians from speaking at the event, saying it was time for them to listen. Many of the people who came to Saturday's event were outraged by recent school shootings around the nation and were fearful that a shooting could happen here. Just last Tuesday, a UNC Charlotte student was arrested for allegedly planning to carry out a shooting at the university. Police had found campus blueprints and evacuation plans inside the student's apartment. Christopher Cuddeback, who teaches Latin at Myers Park High School, said he's frustrated that more isn't being done by people in power.
I've been in enough meetings about lockdowns, active shooters, and school safety. I have had to have conversations with my daughters that I should never have to have about what would happen if I were in an active shooter situation. And I want to go home to my family. I want my girls coming home to me.
That sentiment was echoed by Jeff Carter, a father of two school-age boys and himself a gun owner.
I mean, we've listened for years after Sandy Hook and after Las Vegas about how, oh, we're finally going to make a change and things are going to be different, and yet the rules haven't.
Since last month's mass shooting at a school in Florida, North Carolina lawmakers have proposed some gun control measures. A number of state Democrats, including Governor Roy Cooper, are pushing to raise the age for purchasing assault-style weapons to 21 and requiring more stringent background checks for people who want those kinds of weapons. Nearly everyone at Saturday's march said they fully supported those measures, but with Republicans controlling the General Assembly, it's unlikely they will end up being enacted. Closer to home, Charlotte Mecklenburg School Superintendent Clayton Wilcox is asking for $9 million from the county to install fences and security cameras and, quote, hardened doors at CMS schools. But people in the crowd had mixed feelings about that. Here's Tijuana Birch, a mother of two, who said she'd rather it not have to come to that.
You want them to be able to go into the school doors and not be fenced off, it not be wires. You don't want it to look like a prison. You want it to look like a school.
Matt Crouch, a high school math teacher at Audrey Kell, said he was similarly skeptical.
I don't know how much a fence is going to keep somebody out if they need to be there. At the same time, I want to make sure that our schools are safe and not a place that feels like we're in a state penitentiary and that sort of thing. That's obviously an exaggeration, but losing a life isn't worth talking around the issue and doing nothing, so.
At least six other marches were held around the area on Saturday, including in Raleigh, Greensboro, and Winston-Salem, as well as in Hickory, Mooresville, and in Rock Hill. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canal in Charlotte.